And now joining us in the studio is Hannah Henderson and Rory Capper. They're two foreign exchange students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
That's all right.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess to start off, where are you guys from?
Well, I'm from a small city in Scotland called Dundee, but I originally study at the University of Glasgow.
And I'm from Belfast in Northern Ireland, but I study in Manchester in England.
Okay. And you guys, you went to Chapel Hill, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what were you doing there?
Well, I was an exchange student for a year, and I went there through my junior year studying political science.
And I went to do my junior year and I was studying geography, and I was also the volunteer assistant coach for the field hockey team when I was out there.
Okay,
so that
wow.
was pretty exciting.
So what was that like?
Yeah, that was really good. So I turned up to their practice and they said, yeah, come down to all our practices. And I got to go on their trips whenever they had matches away. So I got to travel around a lot of different states for the year. So that was really good. And actually our team got to the final four where we lost in a penalty shootout. So that wasn't very good, but it was a really good experience to have for the year.
Yeah, really cool. So what was that experience like compared to going to school over in the UK?
Well, the college sport in the UK is nowhere near as big a deal as it is here. So I play for the men's University of Manchester hockey team. And like I drive our own minibus to our matches. We maybe play about 10 matches a year and the crowd's maybe about 5 or 6 people. But then here, it was just madness. We were flying up to like Syracuse in New York just for one game.
Yeah.
And then there was the parents would travel around with the team as well. So they'd be flying all over the place. So it was a lot different. It was a bigger deal here.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. What was your favorite part, Hannah?
I just love everything about it, if I'm honest. Being from Scotland, I love the change in climate. The warmer weather was really nice. And honestly, just the people, I feel like I've made like a group of friends there that, you know, like the quality of friends was just great. I'm definitely going to miss them when I go home.
Oh, okay. And so what are you guys doing up here then?
Well, so we finished school in May. And then we went our separate ways. I did some traveling with some other international students and Rory went with his parents. And then we met up in Minneapolis and we both decided just kind of over lunch one day that we both wanted to do the Great Lakes and the surrounding areas. So now we're just kind of doing a day-by-day road trip up here and stopped off at Ely, Minnesota, and we met this lovely lady called Trudy at the visitor center, and she told us here was a cool place to stop, and we did, and definitely haven't regretted it. It's been great. Mm-hmm. Love Grand Marais.
Yeah.
Great. So what are you guys planning to do after this?
So after this we are going to stop at Beaver Bay, and we've heard there's a cycle track that goes down the lake. It's about 15 miles, so we're going to do that cycle tomorrow hopefully, and then after that we don't know where we're going to be. We just take it day by day and we just decide where we're going to go to next.
Yeah.
We've got a car, we've got a tent, that's all we need.
Why did you guys choose to travel the US as opposed to other places in the world?
So this is my third summer in the US. Two have been previously in California, kind of out west working. And I mean, it's such a big country. And just spending a year here, I've really kind of like seen like what even just North Carolina has to offer. And there's so many places I still haven't seen and so many different climates and environments. Like I was in New Orleans before this and it was like, you know, so warm and then
right.
like you swampy and you come up here and it's more like forest and it's more like cooler, but you have like the lakes and it just has a lot to offer. You know, like I'm sure I'll go other places, but the US is somewhere I want to get done first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and traveling around America is quite easily because we don't speak any other languages, so
oh,
it had to
right.
be English. Yeah, and then the people are always lovely whenever you're traveling around.
Great.
So
why do you guys travel?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a big question.
I think traveling. I feel like you have a lot to learn from traveling. I think like it's a good way to kind of mature, you get put in situations which you don't always foresee, especially when you're, even when it is planned detail to detail, there's always things that aren't going to go your way. And I think it's like how you react to those situations, and also like the people you meet. It's fantastic. Like, I've met some great like characters on my trip so far, and it's those connections that really kind of make the traveling worthwhile. It's amazing. And you know, like in years to come, you know, you get in touch. Like, I've even met up with people I've met traveling briefly, so it's great. I think that's one of the main reasons why, for me anyway.
Yeah, and you learn so much when you're traveling. So just by going to see different places and experience different cultures, even though America and the UK are pretty similar in many things, mm-hmm. even though you come out here, you witness so many different things, and then you travel from one state to another state, and then it's completely different again. So you can just learn and experience so much by traveling that you just can't do whenever you're stuck at home.
Right. What has it taught you?
I think like respect for like other cultures and like, and communities as well. I mean, cultural difference. I mean, it's still a westernized culture, but you know, like studying the South was very different from anything I'd experienced. But then it's also different from working in California, which is like, again, extremely different for mm-hmm. like many other different reasons. I think like that.
Yeah. And you get, it's a like very independent whenever you travel. So whenever you go on holiday with your parents or with your family, you know, they book everything, they plan everything, they tell you where you're, what you're doing each day, where you're eating. But then whenever you travel by yourself or with friends, it's just a whole new experience, and you get a lot more independence. And I think you just develop and grow whenever you travel a lot more. I've definitely grown a lot more from this year and traveling than any other time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, okay. So after you guys are done with this trip in the US, then what's next for you at home?
So we've got one more year back at our schools in the UK. So I've got one more year in Manchester. I'm doing a geography degree, so I'll hopefully finish that. And then I'm actually planning to come back to the US and try and do a master's for 2 years. So that is my grand plan. Hopefully it'll come true.
Yeah, when I go home, I won't have been home for a year pretty much. So spend some time just catching up with family, and then going to go back to Glasgow, start working before a semester starts. And really just, my senior year. And then hopefully, you know, go into the workforce. I want to come back here and work, but, you know, it's difficult with like visas and such like, so we'll see. But if I need to do a master's later on, like I'd quite like to come back and go to somewhere in DC. So that's the kind of overall plan for right now.
Yeah, that sounds great. We've been speaking with Rory Capper and Hannah Henderson. They're two exchange students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, Audrey. Mm-hmm.